It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and since the tornado happened on May 16th, we've been, we've been doing it anyway, the 100 Acts of Kindness in partnership with our friends at Jerry Kelly, and we've been highlighting people in the community who have been doing some really great things, and there is a benefit concert that is happening tonight at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center at 7:30. And it is called Heartlight, a benefit concert for 100 Roofs. And this is a grassroots effort. There is a local man named Jake Wheeler who has taken it upon himself to help people rebuild. So to talk about the benefit concert with us, Mitzi McDonald is a singer. She is involved in the concert tonight, and she is with us in studio. Mitzi, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. Excited to be here to talk about this.
So Jake Wheeler is... he's taken it upon himself to help fix or repair 100 roofs in North City, the area that was impacted the most by the tornado. You are a singer and songwriter. How did you two meet, and how did this benefit concert come about?
Well, the concert idea happened first, and I think it was just 2 days after the tornado hit, I woke up and knew I had to do something. And I am used to doing concerts and so on because every year I do Christmas in the Kitchen for the last 20 years at the Sheldon Concert Hall. And we do that for Annie Malone's. It's called Christmas in the Kitchen. And so I have a real connection set up there. I knew Annie Malone's was kind of in the path of the tornado also. So I was paying attention what was happening there. And they immediately jumped into action and started helping in all kinds of ways. And they were the beneficiary of the donations from Tuesday night's sold-out show. And I do have to say, it was Joe Mancuso at Kirkwood Performing Arts who just took my calls, I begged, and what can Kirkwood do? And the city of Kirkwood came through not once, but twice, because so many musicians and vocalists wanted to help. And I was able to make two concerts, and all the money from the tickets, apart from the taxes, all of the money from the ticket sales is going to Tuesday night. It went to Annie Malone's, and tonight it goes to 100 Roofs. And we also collected over $2,000 in a giant boot Tuesday night. So we hope to do the same tonight. And just super excited.
100roofs.com is that's what Jake, the guy we were just talking about, that's what he set up because he wants to rebuild 100 roofs. He's already done 50 of them.
So, 74
he's 74
at
now?
Chris,
wow.
He told
me. Okay.
I met up with him yesterday in an alley.
That's crazy because that's how Chris and I met.
That's right. Yeah. We did. Hey, look at you. Oh, look at you. Now we're friends.
If you're gonna track that guy down, you have to go to strange places.
Yeah.
But he is always at it, and he would be here today, except I'm sure because of the weather and being cooler in the mornings. He's,
it has to be one of the worst jobs in the world to do roofing when it is
right
105
now.
Degrees.
Well, and that's such a good point, Ranj, because after the tornado, so much devastation, you know, the second floor of homes, you know, ripped off, roofs ripped off. Then it rained for what feels like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And now it's 100 degrees. It might have been the worst possible conditions since the tornado. With the roofs, I saw some of the pictures from Jake Wheeler and his effort, literally just a grassroots effort, him doing it. And is he tarping? That's what he's doing? He's tarping the roofs? Okay,
he was. He said the city of St. Louis now is doing a much better job getting people's roofs properly tarped. So he is actually looking forward past the 100 roofs or past the immediate need to make sure people are secured long term. He's improving homes, improving the buildings. He's such a caring person. I think he is totally a St. Louis hero.
Wow.
I really do.
So going beyond the tarping now to actually repairing the roof itself,
yes,
like a real roof.
And he said, if you can swing a hammer, which I can't, but others can. I'm going to miss the nail.
Yeah.
So
you bend the nail.
But if you have that skill and you can swing a hammer, he needs volunteers, and you will have fun because he's an awesome guy. He's got a whole team of volunteers. I'm not positive how that works, but perhaps they just show up on certain days.
Yeah.
So would they go to the website, 100roofs.com,
yes,
if they're interested in volunteering with him?
Yeah, and anyone that donates today to his GoFundMe, you will be counted into our Heartlight total, which that would help immensely. And the show is online sold out at the moment, but they are going to release tickets. And if you come to Kirkwood Performing Arts before the doors open at 7 o'clock, you should have no problem. We will get you in because there's an event space there too. I think they're going to open the back wall. We don't want to turn away people.
Right. So the Kirkwood Performing Arts,
it's gonna be a great show.
Yes, the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center tickets technically sold out online, but if you show up there at the Kirkwood Performing Arts Center before 7, before the door is open, you're going to make it work.
Yes.
You're going to make it work for you.
Yes, yes. And we have a great lineup, if I can say.
Of course.
Yeah, we have Steve Scorfina from REO Speedwagon.
I love REO Speedwagon!
She talks about REO all the time.
I grew up on my dad's vinyls of REO Speedwagon.
Oh my gosh, yeah, great band, right? So, and he also played with Pavlov's Dog, for those that have followed his career. And so he doesn't play a lot. We're super excited.
Yeah.
The Broken Hipsters are going to play, and they're going to back him. Dave Toretta is actually his producer of his new album. And we also have three key members of Gypsy Social. Mm-hmm. Emerson and Aaron and Don Weber are going to be there. And Tim Mead and Matt Rowland. It's going to be a great show. Actually, Dawn is bringing her whole band, Boogaloo.
Oh,
so
fun.
We're going to rock the place tonight.
That's really
and
awesome.
And the Kingdom Brothers.
And the Kingdom
Brothers. Blues, yeah.
So the concert is going to be a hoot, as they say. It's going to be so much fun. You also mentioned that if people donate today to 100 Roofs, that it will be counted in the Heartlight total. So 100roofs.com, I was just on that website. Just kind of scroll down a bit. You'll see their GoFundMe.
Yep.
So that's the easiest way. 100, like 100roofs.com. The GoFundMe is on the page if you just kind of scroll a bit.
Yeah. And we have Jake, his amazing wife, Sarah, and some of the volunteers, so there's 10 of them coming total, and we want to have them as our guests tonight so they have a fun time, and we give that to them as a thank you for all they're doing here in St. Louis.
I mean, they're doing a lot, roofing during the day, all week, helping people, being at the benefit concert later, putting this, you know, the whole thing together. That's a lot, and you and the work you're doing, too.
I've definitely had help. It takes a village. It really does.
But it's so commendable that you were able to make the concert happen. You were persistent with the phone calls because it's one thing to think like, man, I want to help. What can I do? Yeah. And then you put on this event. That's
other
incredible.
Than give money, I mean, giving money is the easiest,
yes,
right? It's the easiest thing to do, and it's hard for some people to do it. They may not have the means to, but just to do something.
Yeah.
And
like this,
but still put things in your car, water, diapers, adult diapers, personal hygiene stuff, and drop it off at Urban League on Kings Highway.
Yep.
The need is still great for all those things. And you meet so many great people and you can see easily firsthand what has happened.
Yes. And Mitzi, to that point about the need being so great, Ronj and I have talked about this a lot. The need is going to be great for a long time.
Right.
For a really long
time.
Because people are going to be displaced for so long.
Right.
And, I mean, imagine losing everything.
I know.
And imagine not having, you know, maybe you are struggling to meet those basic needs on a day-to-day basis anyway. Mm-hmm. And then you're hit with this type of tragedy. You don't have the financial resources or even a social network. That's something that we take for granted is, you know, your social network or safety net. We're like, okay, well, I've got a family member or a friend I can stay with. But a lot of people don't have that. And also, a lot of times that social network is your neighbor. But the whole community was hit.
Yeah,
right. Displaced. And I can't even imagine to lose your house and your car.
Yeah.
And that has happened to people.
Yeah.
So they virtually lost everything.
Yeah. Mitzi, it's off topic, but when we were getting ready to start the interview, you mentioned you saw Charles Glenn recently, and he's people love him here in St. Louis after singing the anthem at blues games for so many years.
Yeah.
So they'd love to know how he's doing.
He is doing wonderful. I mean, he commanded that stage, and we also had Arvell, and I think they sang together in the band Fantasy maybe years ago, but they were a powerhouse, and Joe Mancuso sang too, and they literally brought down the house Tuesday night. Anybody
great.
Who was there knows.
That's awesome.
Charles is an amazing, amazing man.
Well, tonight is going to be an amazing night at Kirkwood Performing Arts Center. 100% of the ticket proceeds, and again, online sales are done. They are sold out, but you can show up before 7 o'clock if you want to get in, and they will make sure to accommodate you. The show is at 7:30. It is called Heartlight, a benefit concert for 100 Roofs. Let Jake know from us that we appreciate what he is doing. I know the community appreciates it. That's really awesome. And Mitzi, you too. Thank you for being with us, Mitzi McDonald.
Oh, thank you.
It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.